Ciuci la rispugna sua.
E allora l'ANSA, Genova, 1° aprile, da domani a domenica centinaia di hacker provenienti da tutta Italia e da altri paesi europei per il 7° Hack Meeting italiano. L'ormai tradizionale incontro delle comunità delle controculture digitali sottolinea che gli hacker sono diversi dai cracker. Ragazzini spiegano che bucano le macchine sentendosi come cavalieri o professionisti assoldati da multinazionali. Gli hacker parlano invece di progetti legati alla privacy e di democracy. Per la serie, siccome non sono pirati, non fanno notizia.
Dove va? Dove va?
E vabbè. Commento di uno degli ascoltatori, succhiamelo. Commento di Newmark, porco Dio, metti un po' di zappa. Commento di True Nepal, tieni una maglietta del Freaknet per Bubu. True Nepal dice con pseudonimo Bubu, tieni una maglietta del Freaknet per Bubu, altrimenti l'intero Freaknet sarà passato per le armi. Bene. Manca la musica, per Dio. E allora avrete zappa. Se questi figli di puttana la piantano con queste cazzate. Zappa, mi chiedono zappa, altra gente mi chiede zappa. E allora... E allora a questo punto devo mettere zappa. Mi dispiace, ma è necessario. Newmark, vuoi farti del male? No, non posso fargli sentire questo. Sì, Pink Floyd, gli schiappo in culo i Pink Floyd, froci di merda, ma cosa da pazzi, mi chiedono a me i Pink Floyd, ma se la facessero mettere nel culo, invece vi assuppate zappa, non ho portato nient'altro che zappa, eh? Cosa? Minchia, c'ho 4 giga di roba.
4 di quiz del cazzo.
Che minchia. Ho portato musica scelta di zappa. Che noi ora sentiremo. Olà. Allora. Questo stream è pesante. Vediamo.
not with us anymore. He went on, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He bit the big one. Well, he's got his own little piece of head.
Blackest night, there was no moon in sight. You know the stars ain't shining cause the sky's too tight. I heard the scary wind, I seen some ugly trees. There was a werewolf honking along the side of me. I'm mean and I'm bad, you know I ain't no sissy. Got a big kitty girlie by the name of Prissy. Talking about her in my bike and feet. And this ride up the mountain, I'm Prissy. Even the crickets were acting weird up here, and so I figured I might just drink a little beer. I said, give me some of that, what you're sucking on. But there was no reply, cause she was gone. Where's those titties I like so well? And my goddamn beer is what I started to yell. Then I heard this noise like a crunch of twig. And up jumped the devil, he's about this big. He had a red suit on and a widow's peak and then a pointed tail and like a sulfury. Yes, it was him, all right. I swear I know what it was. He had some human flesh stuffed underneath his claws. You know, it looked to me like it was titty skin. I said, you son of a bitch, because I was mad at him. Well, he just got out his floss and started cleaning his fangs. So I shot him with my shooter, said, bang, bang, bang. Then the sucker just laughed and said,
put it away. You know I ate it all up. Now what you gonna say?
You ain't my Chrissy.
Titties and all.
Well, what about the beer then, boy?
Where the cans this tall?
Even her boots?
Would I lie to you?
Shit, you must have been hungry.
Yes, this is true.
Don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do?
Well, you know, I can't complain when the chicks come through.
Well, I want my Chrissy, and I want my beer. So you just barf it back up. Now, devil, do you hear?
Blow it out your ass, motorcycle man! I mean, I am the devil, do you understand? Just what will you give me for your titties and beer? I suppose you noticed this little contract here.
You're goddamn right, you son of a whore.
Don't call me that.
That's about the only reason I learned writing for. Give me that paper, bet your ass I will sign. Because I need a beer and it's titty squeezing time.
Man, you can't fool me. You ain't that bad. I mean, you should have seen some of the souls that I've had. Why,
oh, yeah?
There was Milhouse Nixon and Agnew too. And both of those suckers was worse than you.
Well, let's make a deal if you think that's true. I mean, you're the devil, so what you gonna do?
Wait a minute. A tinge of doubt crosses my mind when you say that you want to make a deal with me.
That's very, very true.
Wait, you ain't supposed to want to make a deal with me.
Ah, but I'm slightly different than your average customer,
well,
devil.
But most people don't want to make a deal with me.
Yeah, well, most people are afraid of you. See, they don't know how stupid you are. I happen to know that you jack off to a picture of Punky Meadows when you get home.
Stupid.
You know, ever since that guy told you that he contained more fluid than Jeff Beck, you've been trying to outdo him. Well, look, I'm going to say one thing to you. This may not register right away, but let me say this. I'm only interested in two things.
Yeah.
See if you can guess what they are.
I would think, let's see.
Put all that. Well, I'll give you two clues.
Let's see.
Let go of your pickle.
What?
Let go of your pickle.
I'm not holding my pickle.
Well, who's holding your pickle then?
I don't know. She's at an audience. Hey, Dale, would you like to come up here and hold my pickle to satisfy this weird man out here on the stage?
I'm only interested in two things, and that's titties and beer. You know what I mean?
What? Titties and beer?
Titties and beer, titties and beer. 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 Titties and beer, titties and beer.
No, don't give me time to think.
Mi è arrivato il petone silenzioso? Quello che fa male. Eh?
All around the world, she said.
I got three beers and a fistful of gowns, and I'm gonna get ripped. So fuck you, clowns.
Then she put the finger in, was rich and stiff. That's when the devil he farted, and she went right off the cliff. The devil was mad. I took off to my bed.
Cazzo Katsuma?
Ce l'hai l'MP3.
Chiedono da Catania se ci sono magliette a Catania.
No.
Ce le siamo portate tutte qua. Beh, se qua finiscono.
Posto
scalato. Riesce a ritagliare lo spazio?
Bravo.
Per molto meno.
Portatela l'acqua, non ti preoccupare, non mi va bene, si beva qui. The Adventures of Gregory Peccary.
Oh, guarda, sinceramente non lo so come funziona.
Non lo so, una sottorete privata.
Un po' di natta.
Sì. Quindi tu sei sotto un altro
nastro. Sinceramente non lo so. Come sei arrivato?
Come?
Volando?
Sì. Beh, a tutte e tre.
This particular peccary is part of that bold new breed that extinguishes itself by markings which resemble a wide tie directly below the white collar.
If it's wide enough, everyone will know the tie I'm wearing is a symbol.
No, non vi ho detto. Non vi ho detto.